You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast, your daily bite-size Broncos podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We had you covered yesterday with our post-game report, the Broncos 24-17 victory over the Steelers. Today, we have you covered with the Broncos Daily Rundown in segment number one of today's show. Some big Broncos news on the injury front, what that means for the team going forward, as well as segment number two, we're going to talk about the state of the franchise, the identity of this Broncos team. What is it? Is it better than 2017? We talk about that here today as well. And then segment number three, we're going to take a little bit of a look ahead to that Bengals game this Sunday. Today's episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast is brought to you by Action Heat Clothing. We'll talk to you guys about them a little bit later on the show. I'm your host, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst covering the Denver Broncos, as well as a columnist over at predominantlyorange.com. You can shoot me a follow on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL.
And I am your host, Cameron Parker, and you guys can follow me on Twitter at Cameron Parker PO. Cody, yeah, it's going to be a very interesting episode talking about a tough blow on the injury front with both Jeff Hireman and Shaquille Barrett. You know, it's tough when you get those type of losses after two huge wins coming from the Los Angeles Chargers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Denver Broncos adjust and obviously talk about, you know, are the Broncos better than their record indicates, and exactly what is the state of the team. So it's a very exciting episode because I think it's one that everybody wants to start talking about is what is the state of the Denver Broncos. It seems like one you and I have with the fans every single week.
Yeah, and there's certainly a lot to discuss here with this, you know, and these big wins that the Broncos had back-to-back against the L.A. Chargers, who were having a six-game win streak. Same thing with the Steelers. The Broncos have ended those streaks, and they've been playing very competitive football all year long. We'll talk about this as well. So diving into segment number one, our daily Broncos rundown. The Broncos have lost tight end Jeff Hireman for the rest of the season. He is out. He's got three broken ribs and a bruised lung. That is something that has affected the Broncos this year in terms of injuries to the tight ends. This is their third tight end injury. First, you had Troy Fumagalli. Then you had Jake Butt with the ACL. Now you have Jeff Hireman with the broken ribs. His season's done. The Broncos are going to have to rely on Matt Lacoste and Brian Parker and possibly looking at bringing in another tight end. It could be an Austin Traylor or a guy from the practice squad. The Broncos have a lot of options here, but obviously a huge blow for them offensively. Defensively, Shaquille Barrett is going to be out the next 2 to 4 weeks. He has a little bit of a tear in his hip flexor. He went on Orange and Blue. He talked with Troy Rank today as well and said that, you know, they don't know exactly a timetable, but ideally, Vance Joseph said, about 2 to 4 weeks. He's week to week. So a huge loss for the Broncos. Seeming as Shaquille Barrett was a very, very pivotal piece for that Broncos win, being able to generate some pressure on Ben Roethlisberger and get a sack. He generated some momentum in a good way in a time when the Broncos defense is needed the most. And so I think without Shaquille Barrett, you know, what can we expect to see a little bit from this Broncos defense? I think we'll see more Shane Ray, obviously. I think we're going to see DeMarcus Walker become activated for the Broncos. Maybe even a call-up from the practice squad for Jeff Holland. What are your thoughts on this, Cam?
I think all options should be considered. Now, DeMarcus Walker really is the interesting wild card in all of this because he hasn't really played position, at least for a full season at Denver Broncos. He's been inactive for quite a lot of games this season and obviously into the last season. And he added so much weight in order for him to be a key piece of that defensive line. Now, granted, with the loss of Shaquille Barrett, do they want to move him out and be maybe that outside linebacker pass rush presence? We don't know. But he's certainly best used as being part of that defensive line, but they do need extra bodies. So is it going to be 2-1 on that defensive front, or is it going to be both DeMarcus Walker and Shane Ray, or are they going to do DeMarcus Walker and Jeff Holland as potential add pieces? I think all options are potentially stuff that they do need to consider. And when you reach the point in the season, you know, at one point the Broncos would have or probably should have called up Jeff Holland to at least see what he had as far as the youth is concerned, and obviously with what they had in him in the regular season. But now with it being so competitive, their best bet might actually be to get DeMarcus Walker involved more on that defensive line. So but to keep that answer short, though, they do need to at least consider all those options.
Yeah, they do, and I think it's very important for them going forward that they at least consider, you know, I think with DeMarcus Walker is he's got a lot of good intangibles I think are impressive from what we've saw in the limited game action that he's had this year. Very strong, very physical, has the power to turn that edge a little bit. The Broncos need that with the loss of Shaquille Barrett, and that's a big, big loss to lose 48 for a couple of weeks. Ideally, you could get him back for maybe the last two games of the season against, you know, the Raiders and then the Chargers. I think, though, for the Broncos at this point, I think one of the biggest things, too, is offensively, Jeff Hireman was their second leading receiver following the Demaryius Thomas trade. What are the Broncos going to do tight end-wise there? You have Matt Lacoste, you have Brian Parker. I think Matt Lacoste has slowly evolved into his role in this Broncos offense quite effectively, to be honest with you. And it's been fun to kind of watch Matt Lacoste step into this role of becoming a more reliable target. We saw his first regular season career touchdown this past year. Now, he had a lot of touchdowns in the preseason, but this was a big one for him. In a big game, he responded, did a great job finding and sitting in the zone and finding where the action was. For me, that was a big thing for them. But I also think the Broncos should maybe look at a possibility here at tight end of bringing in a guy like Austin Traylor. Austin Traylor has some experience with this team. He's a good blocker in the run game. And in the passing game, he is a he's a threat. He's a threat in the pass game. He has the capability. Now, is it consistent to be able to catch the ball in traffic? I wouldn't say it's consistent. But he has the capability. He has the tools in his arsenal to do just that. So really, I think for the Broncos, this is a big blow for them. You know, relatively coming out of that game healthy outside of Hireman, Shaq Barrett going down. It's just a bummer when you go through and see some of the key injuries the Broncos have had this year. Obviously, you look at the, you know, we mentioned it, the third tight end. What is up with the tight end position? It's almost cursed for the Broncos following the Owen Daniels saga in Denver. After that, the Broncos really haven't had a true, legitimate, consistent tight end, and I felt like they were just getting that going this year. We were even talking about the possibility of the Broncos maybe looking to extend Jeff Hireman at the end of the season, but I still think that's a possibility. The Broncos have a lot of money. Now he's going to get the money, you know, big tight end money. No, he's not. He's going to have to obviously, I'd say, settle for a pay, you know, I think much less than what maybe most tight ends desire because he just hasn't had the consistency and health-wise to generate that. But, you know, I think for the Broncos, huge, huge loss for these guys. Look for Shane Ray to obviously step up. He's got to play better. He's got to do a good job on the outside for the contained package. He's also got to, you know, I'd say if you activate DeMarcus Walker, let him learn. You know, we saw Isaac Yiadom get thrown into the fire against the Steelers. Let DeMarcus Walker get thrown into the fire a little bit against a Bengals team that, you know, I think you're going into a road matchup on Sunday, and right now the odds are in the favor of the Broncos, but you can't overlook a team. So really it's going to be key for whoever's going to step up in place of Shaq Barrett to get sacks, and that's going to be something that we're going to be watching over here at Locked On Broncos. And as we mentioned at the top of the hour, we're going to jump into segment two here in just a moment, kind of talking about the identity, the state of the Broncos franchise at this point of the season, comparing it to last year, coming up in just a moment. But before we get to that, let's talk about our sponsor of tonight's show. That is Action Heat Clothing. Now listen closely. They are the best heated clothing on the market. With the touch of a button, you can receive heat on demand. Action Heat Clothing is safely engineered to deliver heat through heating panels, which are very similar to those heating panels that you see in car seats. I have heated seats in my car. I tell you what, it warms up quickly. I enjoy it. It makes me a little sleepy. But you know what? Action Heat clothing will keep you warm all day long because they are powered by a rechargeable 5-volt lithium ion battery that can last you up to 12 hours. And if you're also looking for a gift for the holidays for any family or friends, you can keep them warm with Action Heat. You can even purchase them heated jackets, socks, hats, gloves, and even undergarments like long johns, especially if they work out in the cold all day long. You know, in Colorado right now, you're waking up in the morning, you're freezing. Action Heat clothing can keep you warm for up to 12 hours, and they're available for both men and women. And we have a very special offer for listeners of Locked On Broncos, where you can save 20% off your order today by going to actionheat.com/lockedon. And when you find something that you like at checkout, use coupon code LOCKEDON, that's one word, LOCKEDON, to get 20% off of your order today. We'd like to thank Action Heat Clothing for sponsoring this podcast. All right, we're jumping into it here. I think it's important because I listened to a lot of talk radio today on my way to work, some podcasts, some local media, and there was a lot of talk. You know, a lot of people were still talking about the fact that when the Broncos win, Vance Joseph doesn't seem to get a lot of credit. And when the Broncos lose, he tends to get a majority of the blame. I get it. As a coach, I understand you're always going to be at the brunt of criticism, no matter what. But when the Broncos win games, I mean, Vance Joseph deserves credit for what has happened in these last 2 weeks. The coaching staff has done a good job. The players have done a great job. The coaches follow the lead of the, you know, the players follow the lead of the coaches, might I add. And I think this Broncos team, we've talked about it. They are much better than their record indicates. That is absolutely evident. Six losses doesn't indicate just how good this Broncos team is, the potential that they have when they turn it on together. And there's a multitude of things that contribute to that. The Broncos haven't been turning the ball over offensively. That's been one of the biggest things, I think, that have helped them win the last two games. They're making good plays. Defensively, they're getting off the field. They're making plays when it counts. Special teams coming up big. I think comparing this to 2017, this is just my take. I want to get yours, Cam. I think the Broncos are a much better coach team, a much better on-the-field product this year than they were last season. What are your thoughts on that?
I completely agree. Even if you look at it from top to bottom, I mean, defensively, they may not be where they were last year, but there's at least consistency enough there to say that, you know, the defense is still where it is. But then you start looking at the running game, the contributions of the draft picks, whether it's Phillip Lindsay, Bradley Chubb, Royce Freeman, Cortland Sutton, Josie Jewell, Isaac Yiadom to this point. Last week saw significant action. I think, and also the one thing that you do have to consider is, yes, I mean, Vance Joseph at times has gaffes or something during games where he probably should throw a challenge flag or have the guys upstairs, you know, maybe advise him to throw a challenge flag or not advise him to throw a challenge flag. So, yes, I mean, that happens, but we've seen more growth from him at times and be a little bit more stubborn, a little bit more emotional on the sidelines, which is actually a little bit of a breath of fresh air. And so I think that the team in general is headed in the right direction. And obviously, I mean, the team is, they've already eclipsed their win total from last year. And if you look at the opponent's record, I mean, I read that they're 66-46 or something like that. It was a tweet that I found from Mike Kliss. That's staggering. And I mean, they had the toughest schedule in the National Football League, and it's understandable. I mean, and the fact that the Denver Broncos were so close in numerous amounts of those games, where it could easily have swayed one way or another to the point where they would have a winning record versus a losing record, it just puts the Denver Broncos in that situation where, yes, undoubtedly, the team is better than it was in 2017. And not only that, their team, much like 2017, is a lot better than their record indicates.
I absolutely think they are a much better team. They're much more, well-rounded team. They have some areas. Obviously, I still think cornerback is still an area for them that isn't their strongest position. But I think Bradley Roby really redeemed himself in that game against Pittsburgh. After giving up that play, you know, the true measure for me was looking at, is he going to make a play again in this game to redeem himself? And luckily he did. He forced a huge fumble that turned really the tide of the game late in that game for the Broncos. That was huge. That's something you have to look at. That's something you can measure for this Broncos team, and I think that was really important for them. But yeah, you know, last year they're playing, you know, New England, they're playing Philadelphia, they're playing some of the top teams in the NFL, teams that went to the Super Bowl, and they got blown out in those games. Now this year, you have them playing against Kansas City and the Los Angeles Rams, who are the best teams right now in the National Football League, outside of the Saints as well, high-scoring offenses, and they don't score more than, you know, I think 31 points. You know, you had the 30-23 game against Kansas City at Kansas City. You had the 27-24 game in Denver Sunday Night Football against Kansas City. And you had the 23-20 game against the Rams in Denver. The Broncos have played really well against some very good teams, and they played really well against a very good Pittsburgh Steelers team. A lot of people aren't giving the Broncos any credit. I think it's absolutely asinine for people to continue to ignore what the Broncos have done, what they've been doing. They are much better than the record indicates, and without a doubt, I would say you look at this Broncos team right now, compare it to 2017. They are a much better team in 2018, and for that reason, I think, barring with the Broncos going a losing streak here for the final five games, I think we see Vance Joseph back in 2019. He's earned that right. If the Broncos continue to win, they've been doing a good job, and so far they're on that right track. So, you know, fans got to stop rooting for the team to lose just because if they don't like a head coach. You support your team. You want them to win no matter what, no matter who's the coach, no matter what. You've got to support your team. I think that's something that fans have to do a better job of. I get it. We're passionate. We want, you know, we all want the team that we root for to win, but that's not always something that happens week in and week out. So I'd say right now the state of the franchise compared to the first half of this regular season and the outlook, a lot of people had the sky was falling, including us. There was a lot of things were like, man, things haven't changed. Well, these last two games have proved that something's a little different down there in Denver, and that's something I'm excited for. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Cincinnati Bengals game, a little tiny preview coming up. We're going to have Sarah Bettinger, editor at predominantlyorange.com, join us tomorrow to preview this Bengals game. Broncos on the road, early Eastern time zone game. We'll have it cover segment number three with a little bit of a preview of that coming up. But before we get to that, let me tell you guys about the Locked On Podcast Network and the Locked On NFL branch. Now on Twitter, Instagram, these famous social media apps that we all use every single day, you can have NFL news, NFL analysis at the access of your fingertips on Twitter with at Locked On NFL Net, where you get all of the Locked On Podcast Network local hosts covering their NFL team on one feed. It is absolutely amazing during games, anytime there's any breaking news, or if you want to get the local perspective. And on Instagram, Locked On NFL Net is giving you the biggest stories in just 1 minute on your Instagram stories and longer cuts of the biggest stories on your feeds. So make sure you follow Locked On NFL Net on both Twitter and Instagram. All right, Cam, there's a little bit of a something I wanted to talk about with this Bengals matchup. I don't want to get too far into this because our next episode of the show is going to be a game preview. There will not be a crossover this week, as there is currently not a host for Locked On Bengals. James Rappian went on to move on to some really cool stuff in the community of Cleveland, Ohio. So really, I think for a lot of what we're going to do here is we're going to talk Broncos, Bengals with Sarah Bettinger, editor at Predominantly Orange. So really kind of a quick look ahead, a little bit of a preview here. We're not going to break much down here because we're going to preview tomorrow's episode. Is the Broncos are going to be going on the road as favorites in this game. Andy Dalton placed on injured reserve for the rest of the season with a thumb injury. AJ Green's status for this game currently uncertain. And outside of that, they have Jeff Driskel starting at quarterback for the Bengals. The Broncos right now on paper should have every reason to go into this matchup, and they should dominate based on what they've done. If they play the way they played against the Chargers and the Steelers, they should go into Cincinnati with no questions and beat this Bengals team that's absolutely in shambles. The worst ranked defense in the NFL, one of the worst offenses in the NFL. Joe Mixon tends to be the only highlight they have really going for them. They still have the ability to be a dangerous team, though. Anytime the Broncos can fall into this trap of going on the road after two big wins coming off the bye, 2-0 after the bye, This is a trap game, in my honest opinion, for the Broncos going on the road. So they can't overlook Cincinnati. Despite everything that says on paper, the Broncos should win this game. Cincinnati is going to be a tough battle. And the Broncos have to find a way to become road warriors once again against this Bengals team. And we're going to have you covered with all of that news on tomorrow's episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast with Sarah Bettinger, editor at PredominantlyOrange.com. And really, we're going to get to the end of the show here for tonight. Hope you enjoyed the post-game report yesterday. Obviously, I want to thank all new listeners that are listening to this new episode of Lockdown Broncos today, as well as our avid, loyal listeners that listen every single day. We appreciate you guys. Please leave a review on iTunes. Leave your Twitter handle in the review. Tell us why you love the show, and you'll be entered into our future contest giveaways that we're planning on doing. I know we said we're getting there, but I promise you we're going to get there. We ran into a couple snags, but I promise you, you fans are deserving of giving a Bronco-style gift of some sorts. We'll figure it out. But leave a review on iTunes. Also, follow me on Twitter at Cody York NFL. Follow my co-host Cameron Parker on Twitter at Cameron Parker PO. And we'll see you tomorrow for another episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast.